This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Uh-huh. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Sorry about that, Rob. We have Buzz Burbank standing by with the news. Buzz, I did want to get to one thing that we didn't play. I've been meaning to play it all day, and I've forgotten it. It's the Lindsay Lohan 911 tape.
Oh, yeah.
This is the call of the person reporting her when she
was... Exactly, yeah.
And I did want to hear that. Is there anything neat to know about this, Rob?
Or just note how helpful the 911 operator is, and please note how calm the lady is.
Okay.
This is the woman being chased by Lindsay Lohan.
Very good.
I guess there was three guys in the car with Lindsay.
Apparently, yeah.
This is the lady that was being pursued.
Santa Monica, please, what's the emergency?
Yes, sir. I'm so...
Hello?
Montana?
You're where in Montana, ma'am?
Is this a police officer? No, it's not.
This is the Santa Monica Police.
Is he behind you? Is he behind you?
Well, no. Where are you, ma'am? Ma'am.
Right now we're on 7th and Wilshire.
Okay, what's going on there?
We were just about to park her car. We are coming home, and out of nowhere, a huge white GMC came up and. Okay, that's okay. We're 4th and Wilshire. We're coming down right now. We're being followed by a GMC. The gentleman jumped out of the car.
And what did he do?
Oh my God, sir! They're following us. We need help.
Where are you?
We're on Arizona.
I need to know exactly where you are so I can send
idiots.
You help.
Oh my God, are they following us?
I need to know.
Dits.
Okay,
dumb.
Santa Monica.
Where are you?
I'm so sorry.
I need to know where you're at. Otherwise
unbelievable.
I can't help.
You know, before cell phones, this would no. There's more, but before cell phones, this wouldn't have been possible.
Jesus, what an idiot! Who is the? Is this the mother of the publicist or the mother of the assistant?
The mother of the recently fired personal assistant, right?
God. Apparently so. Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, they really get the quality intellects. The great minds work with the celebrities of America.
Although she's on a mental equal with this 911 guy.
But I'm not blaming him, Rob. I think he's trying to get the information out of her. She's a complete blithering idiot.
I'm driving to the police station right now, sir.
But where are you?
4th and Broadway. We are on 4th and Broadway.
I didn't know that the Santa Monica Police Department was hiring all their gay officers now.
Where are you?
Where are you? Speak to me, please.
What neighborhood?
Okay. And the white GMC, what did this guy do?
We were pulling into a park. We were just coming home.
So 415 Road Church, they're coming to HQ.
Sir, we're coming right now. We're driving to the police station, sir.
All right, hold on. Buzz, do you think wasted? I think she's wasted, too. I think
possible.
This person sounds a little high. Yeah, not like slurring or anything, but just being so completely out of it.
She's flustered.
Something's going on.
Maybe it's pills.
Pills, booze, cocaine,
anything,
heroin.
What did he?
The gentleman came out of his car.
There he is. It's that white GMC pickup.
He may have a gun, sir. And
okay, no. Well, I need to know what he did, ma'am.
He pulled. I don't know what exactly.
Yeah, they're in front.
Oh my God! What is he doing?
What's going on?
What is he doing?
Ma'am, listen,
oh God,
listen
sir.
To me, ma'am, listen to me, okay? Answer my questions. Answer my questions, okay? I need to, ma'am. They're in front of HQ now. Roll somebody code, ma'am. What's going on there? Hello. Ma'am?
That
Hello?
Sounds like somebody was shot. That really does.
Oh, that's great.
If I'm that dispatcher, that sounds like somebody got
very
wasted.
Scary. Yeah.
It goes on?
10 more seconds.
Stop that.
Anything on the other vehicle? No, it was just that white GMC Yukon that was going southbound. She hasn't answered any of my questions.
She's in the white GMC?
No. That's the suspect vehicle.
I have to say this. How do the crooks...
There's a unit out with her.
How do the crooks get away in L.A.?
All right.
How do the crooks get away in L.A., you know? God. Welcome to the land of the brain dead.
That's, hi, everybody. This is the
that's
news.
Insane. All right. Without further ado, let's get right to Curly Burbank and the news.
Thanks, Mike and Rob. In late breaking news this afternoon, four people have died in the crash of two competing TV news helicopters in Phoenix while covering a high-speed police chase. Two crew members for the local independent station were killed in the crash, and two people from the ABC affiliate also died. No one on the ground got hurt. The suspect, who may be held responsible for all of these deaths, is holed up in a house right now still with a standoff with police.
You know, you see it when I mostly on the L.A. stations when they're doing the police chases,
right.
And you also see it if there's ever a major news story where they're floating overneath,
right.
over a fire scene. I am frankly surprised it has not happened more often.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks, you know, you can see it. They'll be showing the suspect running away, and you'll see the other chopper just come, you know, within 5 feet. It appears that way because of the cameras.
Right.
But I'm just surprised it hasn't happened.
Now, Mike, I know you're not a flying enthusiast, but you know a lot about flying because you're phobic.
Right.
Do they regulate airspace for copters, or is that different?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure they do. I mean, they have to. You have to have permission to be. They have to do that.
You're not supposed to run into another one. I know that.
Well, I know that's frowned on.
It's just not safe.
No, I think they regulate it, but I think we'll find out more about it now.
I'm sure.
And Nicole Richie's going to jail for 96 hours on DUI charges. She was sentenced today.
She just wants to be like Paris,
of course. And Dick Cheney will have a new battery installed in his pacemaker tomorrow. During the medical procedure, George W. Bush will fill in as president.
Oh, bada bing.
It's what happened behind the scenes. Thank you. I'll be here the rest of the week.
Yeah, just for a few more minutes, Buzz.
It's what happened behind the scenes at Mike Vick's court appearance yesterday that's making news today. For one thing, it was revealed prosecutors plan to file even more charges against Vick next month unless he pleads guilty and starts naming names. The more crime, the more punishment.
Now, if a guy like this is getting... the high powered. He's got the high power. Is Billy Martin his attorney?
Yes.
He's the high powered national guy, right?
Right. Yes.
Not the baseball guy.
He's dead, Rob.
I know.
But you can see him recreated on ESPN's "The Bronx Is Burning" starring Oliver Platt and John Turturro Sunday nights, I believe, on ESPN. Rob,
because a dead lawyer is always a bad hire.
Bad.
I said it.
Dead lawyers don't work. But it seems to me that pleading not guilty, I mean, this guy's getting legal advice. They might think they got a case to defend him.
Here's the other thing that happened behind the scenes yesterday. The other guys facing these dogfighting charges with Vick have now each gotten their own separate lawyers. That means they plan to testify against Michael Vick to get lighter sentences for themselves.
He's screwed.
Michael Vick is now caught between that rock and the hard place that's run by the tough guys who run dogfighting. The pocket is closing around him.
Well, I mean, you know, if he did it and he was involved with it, and all I have to say, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
And the NFL dropped all Michael Vick merchandise today, no longer available through the NFL website,
you know.
Just in time.
Hey, you know, it's funny. It's just the way America reacts, and I react, and you do, and everybody. You're doing this, you know, I wish I could feel any level of sympathy if he's involved in this. None. I got nothing for him.
It's going to limit the millions made.
Right.
Thank goodness the NFL dropped all the merchandise a week and a half after the indictment on all that stuff started.
They're very brave, Rob.
Of course they
are. Money doesn't motivate them at all.
No.
We've been to the commissioner's party.
We've been to their store.
Those people don't care about money.
No.
Speaking of animal cruelty, more and more states are cracking down on remote control hunting. Have you heard of this?
No.
Guys on the internet can track an animal by webcam and then shoot it to death with the click of a mouse. There's a gun mounted on with the camera.
Cool.
The animal never... I'm kidding.
Quot not.
The animal never...
That was a joke.
Of course it was. I think we all knew that you were just joking there.
Slightly intriguing.
The animal never even smells you coming. Even the NRA hates these sleazeballs.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the NRA hates somebody?
Yes. These particular, if you can call them hunters, and
incredible.
I don't know.
What? I mean, they have really a webcam and then like a gun attached to it?
I guess there is more than one website. And yes, there's a camera and a gun attached to it. And with the remote control with your mouse and your keyboard, you can control the position of the camera and therefore the gun and then shoot at little animals.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. Massachusetts yesterday became the 34th state to try to ban internet hunting. And by the way, Bob Costas has now responded to being called a little midget man by Barry Bonds. Bonds didn't like Bob's take on the whole steroid thing, so he called Costas a little midget man who knows S about baseball. Quoting Costas, "As anyone can plainly see, I'm 5'6 and a strapping 150, and unlike some people, I came by all of it naturally."
You know, Barry, here's the deal. Things finally were softening up on him a little bit.
Yes.
Bud Selig deciding he's going to be there for your home run.
Right.
Shut the F up. Really. I mean, this is the... Finally, things are just starting to settle a little bit. Yeah, you got Bob Costas, who's a purist. Bob Costas, also a great broadcaster.
Uh-huh.
But Barry Bonds, I really got the... You know, when he played up in Boston and he was getting all the people giving him the grief, he was actually treated pretty well, like when he was out and about in Boston. And I thought that... You know, even after the All-Star game, when he kind of made his image a little bit better walking in with Willie Mays, it seemed to be, you know, not the tide turning by any means, but it seemed like people were softening their attitude on Barry Bonds. Then he comes out and he wants to, you know, get in a contest with Bob Costas.
Right.
I think it's just terrible.
Well,
I really...
You know, Costas, I think, sort of started it, sort of poked the guy with a stick. But
yeah, but Costas is, I mean,
little,
the fact
little
is,
midget man.
You know, we look at the reality of this, Buzz, and you got a guy
that, you know, use the juice.
Right.
Oh. The clear, the cream.
Cream or the clear, right.
And he did. And you know what? We're all kind of going, yeah, he did, but it's still an accomplishment. You got to hit that baseball coming at you 93 miles an hour.
Right.
Let's give him his due. And I was really starting to come around on that. Then you just remember, you were reminded with these things what a tremendous a-hole Barry Bonds is.
Well, it might be the roids.
And it's the roids. Yeah, it's a-hole roids. That's what it is. Right.
Please make sure to stow your children in the overhead bin or beneath the seat in front of you. We told you recently about the trouble with the woman whose kid kept screaming, biplane, 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 over and over to the point that the flight attendant kicked the woman and her kid off the plane.
Aren't you glad you weren't on that plane?
Oh, man, am I ever. Now,
strollers, kids up in the overhead compartment.
Aides talking.
There's been a rash of incidents like this. Earlier this year, a family got kicked off when their kid refused to buckle up. So Southwest Airlines has come up with something they call family seating.
They started. Okay, tell me all about it.
Started experimenting with different methods a couple of weeks ago on flights out of San Antonio. Among other things, they've tried segregating families from the bitter people unable to have children, your stroller haters.
Do they have like a barrier, or is it going to be just in a different part of the plane?
They've tried different things. They've tried seating families first, letting them board and get organized and put the strollers away and all
you
that
like
first.
You like this idea, don't you?
Kind of, yeah.
You like it.
And then they've tried seating them separately.
Stroller-hating Buzz Burbank.
Biplane, biplane.
It wasn't even a biplane.
Stop it.
Stop.
Oh.
That, you know, when you do that, you have to be aware of one thing.
What's that?
That's not the show. That, and you're over there to play your own crickets. That's just not fair.
Here they are. Hello, friends.
Yeah. Thanks, boys.
They have their own section on the plane as well.
Right.
A special story just for Mike. When we return, meet Oscar, the cat of death.
Okay, I'm listening. Very good. We'll be right back with more news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.